Thank you again for this opportunity to come and share about our ministry, but most importantly, thank you for the opportunity for allowing me to preach the word here with you today. May you all please bow your heads in prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the power of you. We thank you for the power of your love to us. We thank you for our mothers who show us the power of love. May you give us the power of love as well to share about your word. And may we also calm our hearts and also with our daily worries, may we put them aside so that we can hear your word clearly today. And may you give me the time to be faithful with your word today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's message is boasting in the message of the cross. Let me tell you a story. My sister-in-law was talking to me about high schools last year, and then we were talking about the last year's rankings of what how schools went. And then they started with the top school, did it second in the row, North Sydney Boys. I saw a few North Sydney boys go crazy when their principals told them. I read on the news about the North Sydney boys on my Facebook feed. But when my sister-in-law said who came in fourth, she said it was, sorry, that was the news, North Normanhurst boys. Oh, I was in shock, but internally I was like there was an internal self-elevation. Why? Because that's where I went to school. Thank you. Anyway, my wife was in bit of a shock to herself. She was like, you went to Normanhurst? Anyway, well, why did I share that? Well, I guess inside every one of us, we have some internal pride, boasting, and we have some sort of pride in some shape or form. Where we spend our time may also reveal where our pride or boasting lies. Here's a bit of what I would hope to be one day. That was a bit of a cut and paste, but yeah. So, why do I say this? Well, today we come to the first chapter of the Corinthian church, and we know the context is there was pride and boastfulness and disunity between the followers. Verse 12, he tells us, my brothers and sisters, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this. One of you says, I follow Paul. Another, I follow Apollos. Another, I follow Cephas. Still another, I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? The Corinthians were following different leaders because of their personality. And Paul wanted to share with them that this is wrong and that they should boast in the gospel and follow a leader who boasts in the gospel. So, a question for you today is, why should we boast only in the Lord? Or why should we boast only in the message of Christ? Well, there's three reasons why. The first one is, it's only because of God's power. Secondly, because God has chosen so that no one can boast. And also thirdly, Christ Jesus is God's wisdom. I'll say that again. Why should we boast in the message of the cross? Firstly, because it's God's power. Secondly, God has chosen so that no one can boast. And thirdly, Christ Jesus is God's wisdom. So we come to the first reason. Why should we boast in the message of the cross? It's because of God's power. With our starting verse today, Paul wants to remind them that there are those who are destined for destruction because their understanding of the message of the cross is foolishness. The key and encouragement to the Corinthian church is that it is through God's power that we are saved. Isaiah 9 reminds us that we have a mighty God who is powerful. It is God's power in the message of the cross. We are saved through the message of the cross. Paul then quotes from Isaiah 29, verses 13 to 24. It says here, the Lord says, these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is based on merely human rules they have been taught. Therefore, once more, I will astound these people with wonder upon wonder. The wisdom of the wise will perish. The intelligence of the intelligent will vanish. So another translation of today's passage can be, I will destroy the intelligence of the wise, and I will discard the cleverness of the clever, or I will discard the understanding of the wise. So here, Isaiah and Paul both emphasize and know that God in future will do something. He will come and destroy the intelligence of the wise. Look with me here, verse 18. It says, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. The intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Paul then continues with his argument. Where is the Greek philosopher? Where is the Jewish scholar? Where is the lawyer during the Corinthians time? Where is the lawyers of this age? Where is the lawyers of this world, of this human world? But Paul here is using a rhetorical flair by asking, hasn't God made the world's wisdom foolish? For since in God's wisdom, the world did not know God through wisdom. Paul is suggesting that God has made human wisdom look foolish. One day, humans may or may not prove that God exists via science. But still, it is only through God's wisdom, through the message of the cross, is the way that God is able to save those who trust him. Well, your pastor Nathan has asked me to preach the gospel, but also share about our ministry at the same time. So I've decided to share this passage with you. The reason is because it is the power of the gospel. The reason is because it is the power of the gospel that brings people to him. In the Power to Change ministry that my wife and I are a part of, last semester I was encouraged that I met an atheist who has become a Christian. Before they heard the gospel, they seemed to be very intelligent in their own arguments of why he was such a strong atheist. But now he has become a Christian. Praise God. They have invited their friends to fellowship and also English Corner. This atheist has been told and shown the power of the gospel. Have you been impacted by the gospel? Well, if your friend has brought you to church today and you are new, maybe you can ask that friend what the gospel is. And also, if you have been impacted by the gospel, how does that play out in your life? Do you take every opportunity to pray and share about the gospel to those around you? So, we come back to the passage today as well. And another translation of verse 21 is that God has thought through and also planned ahead through preaching of the folly of the message of the cross is the way that he saves those who believe. Read with you here. Verse 20, where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since, in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. When we look at verse 22, the Jews were here expecting a mighty king, a mighty warrior to come and save them, while the Greeks were all about learning and furthering their wisdom. Paul here, however, says that Christ, having been crucified, is the message of the cross, which was an offensive thing to the Jews and also foolishness to the Gentiles. The message of the cross here could be seen as an obstacle, scandal, or even stumbling block to these Jews and Gentiles. However, there are those who are Jews or Greeks that God has called. So the believing Jews and Greeks, they know that that Christ is God's power and wisdom. Paul will explain Christ being God's power in point 3 today. But Paul here gives us an amazing insight that we humans can understand. Paul says that as Christ is God's power and wisdom, God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. This semester at uni, last semester, we preached a series on different topics, trying to address what university students, what issues they had. The leaders decided to preach about through the gospel on the Sermon on the Mount. The leaders titled the series, Jesus Preaches the Upside Down Kingdom. I was a bit confused when the leaders titled the series, The Upside Down Kingdom. But with deeper thought, it made sense. Jesus' teaching was very countercultural during his time and what he did and where he came from, and could be seen very different to the norm. To man, they may not understand God and how he works, but God's power of the gospel and his love through the gospel is not only limited in churches in Sydney, in the Sydney churches, but also in Australia and also all over the world. God's power of the gospel is also displayed in uni ministry too. It seems weird why we would evangelize to students who are returning to their home country. It doesn't matter. But it is the power of the gospel that even that changes the students' lives while they're still here and while they're studying abroad, so that they can share with those family and friends also as well. So, international students have come for an education, but they struggle with normal human needs like loneliness. We are in life searching for something or someone to fill an empty void, but none of them satisfy. Only Jesus satisfies. My wife and I are grateful for the opportunity to share the gospel with these students who have the exposure to the gospel, and it's only through God's power that the students come to faith. So here, verse 22. Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. So, why should we boast in the Lord? Because it is only through his power. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Point two of today. We can only boast only in the Lord because God has chosen so that no one can boast. Paul wants the Corinthians to think back when they first believed in the message of the cross. Paul is saying that not many of you have acquired prestige through politics or those who have got prestige through inheritance. Why does Paul say not many? Because people back then didn't have many large homes for other believers to meet in, like Gaius in Romans 16:23, and like also Stephanas and Chloe, a businesswoman, and also Aristarchus, who was also the city treasurer. These were the only few that could have been the influential some. So here we see in Romans 16:23, there was a person called Gaius who would have been had a home big enough for others to come in, but also a businesswoman called Chloe who was able to also know God. Gaius, whose hospitality and I and the whole church here enjoy, sends you his greetings. Erastus, who is the city director of public works, and our brother Quartus sends you greetings. Hear this passage, but we realize today a majority of Paul's audience was of lower social class. This is why he says the following in verses 27 to 28. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and not the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are. Why does Paul say this? Following his argument of the intelligent not understanding God's wisdom because God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom. But he says here in verse 29, it is so that no one can boast in his presence. It is not because of the social elite that God saves. God has shown that through saving a slave nation, Israel, as his people, choosing them, and also using a humble Hannah and Mary to have children that were instrumental to God's great plan. God in the background has already designed an upside-down kingdom, the type of kingdom that Jesus preached about. Repent and believe, for the kingdom of God is near. During Jesus' life, he preached about the gospel, regardless of when the end of this age was. Do we have the urgency to preach to them the gospel? So, the context in Australia is that nearly 39% of 18 to 34-year-olds do not have a religious affiliation. Isn't it sad that, based on sort of this statistic, nearly 40% of Australians are not Christians? So shouldn't we see our role to preach and share the gospel? Whether they become a Christian or not, it is only through God's power. When we reflect on today's passage, how has he saved us? When we also reflect on how he has saved us, why does Paul share with us this passage today? Paul tells us that we understood at first it is not our background or our culture or anything that saves us, but only through God's power, through the message of the cross. So, why should you boast? You should boast because it's nothing of what you have done. God has chosen so that no one can boast. So, we come to point three today. Why should we boast in the Lord? Because Jesus is God's wisdom given to us. At the end of verse 29, no one can boast. But why? In verse 30, it is because from God we are in Christ Jesus. Why? Jesus came for us to save us. He became the source of our life. He saves us and gives us the true purpose of our lives. God made Jesus our perfect example of God's wisdom. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the action of knowledge. Because God loves us, he sent Jesus to be our righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. We are in Christ Jesus because when we are baptized in Christ, we are also made one with him in death, resurrection, and persecution. Jesus is our righteousness. He has made us right in law courts, in justice. Jesus has made us right with God in God's law book. Jesus is our sanctification. He makes us holy. Jesus is our redemption. He has paid the price to free us from being the slaves of sin. Christ paid the price on the cross to free all of humanity from sin. So, why does Paul here conclude with a quotation from Jeremiah 29, verse 4? Well, Paul before gave us a negative quotation from Isaiah, but here, Paul wants to conclude with a positive quotation. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise boast of their wisdom, or the strong boast of their strength, or the rich boast of their riches. But let the one who boasts boast about this, that they have the understanding to know me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord. Even Paul refers to the quotation that shows that we have a God who is kind, just, and righteous. God is kind, just, and righteousness by sending his one and only Son to die on the cross for us. This is the message of the cross, which is powerful. Those who should boast truly in knowing the Lord. By contrast, those who are intelligent or important in the world's eyes will meet their destruction at the end of this age when God judges each individual. What is your life about? Is it about Jesus' transformation in your life? Is it about his power? The atheist I was referring to earlier, after he has become a Christian, he has continued to invite all his friends to come and hear the gospel. He believes in the power of the gospel. Do you really believe in the power of the gospel to share it with those around you? For Christ, 1 Corinthians 17 says, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom and eloquence, let least not the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. And so it was with me, brothers and sisters, when I came to you. I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power." Paul, the apostle, wanted the message of the cross to be clear and the only thing that is convincing. Not the popularity or the wisdom or the perspective on baptism of the Christian leaders of the time that Paul was writing to them. Paul wanted to show them that through the message of the cross is God's power, and that God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom. We have nothing to boast except in Jesus, who is God's wisdom, our righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Look, I apologize. Today is Mother's Day. I did not particularly tailor it for Mother's Day. But who here is a Star Wars fan? Your imagination can run wild. I'll let your imagination run wild and imagine today was a week ago. And guess what? Last week, Sunday would have been May the 4th. So here we go. I would say to you, if you're a Star Wars fan last week, may the Force be with you, or may the 4th be with you. Sorry, that was a bad joke. But we know from today's passage, as Christians, it is not that we may have the power of the gospel. But let me tell you, every day we can tell one another as Christians and brothers and sisters, we are certain that we have the power of the gospel. So today, instead of saying today, may the Force be with you, I will say to you, and I should say to you, certainly we have the power of the gospel. CABC Thornley, I'm encouraged that you have a pastor who understands the power of the gospel, because it doesn't matter to him if people come and go from this church, as long as they remain in the faith, meaning that they continue to believe in the power of the gospel. If today you've been moved by the power of the gospel, I invite you to speak with me afterwards or your pastor today, after the service. And if you have concerns or worries or something you would like me or your pastor to pray with you, we would love to do that with you. Please also lean on your Christian leaders here as well at this church. And ultimately, we have Jesus to lean on. So today's message, question for you today is, why should we boast in the Lord? Why should we boast in the message of the gospel? Well, today we've seen three reasons why. Firstly, it is only because of God's power. Secondly, God has chosen so that no one can boast. And thirdly, Christ Jesus is God's wisdom given to us. May I leave with you one of today's verses. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast only in the Lord. God's power will, and it says here, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast only in the Lord. Let us bow our heads and pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, We thank you for the power of the gospel. Thank you through the power of the gospel. You show us your love. You show us that it is only through your power. And may you give us this power and empower us this week to really live out your life that is shown in Jesus. We've been given the example of Jesus, the ultimate and perfect example of your wisdom. May you help us through this week and through our life so that we can always rely on the message of the cross. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.